Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sithemeni Rabuka in New Delhi, both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack, which took lives of 26 innocent civilians in Jammu and Kashmir in April this year. India and Fiji stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities, and tackle terrorist recruitment. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defense and security sector, and an action plan has been prepared in this regard.
Fiji ki maritime security ko sasakta karne ke liye Bharat se training aur equipment mein sahyog diya jayega. Cyber security aur data protection ke kshetron mein hum apne anubhav saajha karne ke liye taiyar hain. Hum ekmat hai कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत बड़ी चुनौती है आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग और समर्थन के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री रंबुका और फिजी सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं
ब्रीफिंग मीडिया इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे सेक्रेटरी साउथ ऑफ मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स नीना मल्होत्रा सेड द टू लीडर्स विटनेस द एक्सचेंज ऑफ 9 बायलैटरल डॉक्यूमेंट्स एंड एमओयूज इंडिया एंड फिजी रीअफर्म्ड देयर कमिटमेंट टू क्लाइमेट एक्शन रेजिलियंस बिल्डिंग and sustainable development in the spirit of India's mission life and the 2050 strategy for the Blue Pacific continent. The leaders expressed satisfaction with the ongoing defense collaboration and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen these ties. They announced their intent to collaborate on strengthening regional maritime security, contributing to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be launching development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will inaugurate power distribution projects worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad, Mehsana and Gandhinagar under the Uttar Gujarat Vij Company Limited. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for protests against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the Prime Minister under the aegis of this bill. The government e-marketplace or GeM has crossed a historic milestone of 15 lakh crore rupees in cumulative gross merchandise value since its inception in 2016. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that this achievement underlines the trust and confidence across buyers and sellers. The Staff Selection Commission, SSC, today reiterated that the Commission is committed to conducting fair and transparent exams. Briefing media in New Delhi today, SSC Chairman S. Gopalakrishnan highlighted that the Commission has taken a series of steps to rectify the technical glitches and malpractices. He said that Aadhaar authentication is being leveraged for the first time since July this year to ascertain the right identity of the examinee. On to sports now. In weightlifting, Tokyo Olympic silver medalist Mirabai Chanu won a gold at the Commonwealth Championships in Ahmedabad today after lifting a total weight of 193 kilograms in women's 48-kilogram category. Earlier in the day, India bagged two gold medals. And Indian shooters dominated the 25-meter pistol women's junior individual event, clinching a gold, silver and bronze medals at the Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. Payal Khatri claimed the gold, Namya Kapoor won a silver and Tejaswini claimed bronze in the final. They also added the gold in team event. Earlier, the Indian trio of Manu Bhakkar, Isha and Simranpreet Kaur Brar won the bronze in 25-meter pistol women's senior team competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.